This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Leona McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Jacob Dunham, and we're talking about Arts in Motion Summer Camp. It's going to be 5 weeks from July 15th to August 16th. And basically, you sign your kid up for 1 week or more at artsinmotiontheater.com. And then they do that whole week. At the end, there's going to be a show. And I've got Jacob here, who's the director. So thank you so much for joining me, Jake.
Oh, of course. Thanks for having me.
So let's get into the different elements of the camp. So it's happening at John Fuller Elementary, is the physical location of the camp. And basically the kids arrive and then you go through a number of warm-up exercises, or how's the day start?
Yep, we'll start up with some theater warm-up exercises, some games, get our bodies moving and stuff like that. Then we'll talk about the show of the week, which we have five shows, depending on each session that the kids sign up for. So we have The Mystery of the Missing Medallion as for the first week. The second week, Hansel and Gretel. The third week, we have a hilarious comedy called This is a Test. A fourth week, we have Wiley and the Hairy Man. And the fifth week is Mother Duck and the Golden Goose. So depending on the week, we'll read the script, kind of do a little character analysis and try to figure out, you know, who will be playing what. And we'll just kind of go from there. Really, it's all about teamwork, collaboration, and building a product as a team. And then at the end of the week, we'll be putting on a performance Friday evening at 3 o'clock.
So if you're just tuning in, it's Arts in Motion Summer Camp. It's going to be 5 weeks. You could sign up for 1 week or more at artsinmotiontheater.com. The camp starts July 15th, and they'll be meeting at John Fuller Elementary about 8 to 3 each day. Are all these going to be straightforward plays, or are there musicals? Like, are any of them going to incorporate a musical element, I guess is my question.
These five are just going to be straight theater, so no musical elements. Possibly Wiley and the Hairy Man, that is a lot of rhythmic-based things, maybe some percussion. That's a big ensemble piece. So perhaps in that, some musical elements, but most of these are just straight theater. So, yeah.
Okay. And is it it's specifically just for the acting aspect, or are there going to be production and tech elements that are going to be discussed as well?
Mostly for the acting. There are some brief technical, some set design, stuff like that, minimal set and props discussion about what those things are, and maybe some techniques in that. But mostly it's just the acting and, yeah, the teamwork of building a show.
So when you go about with character development, what would you say is the most important thing to start with your character? Is it understanding where they're coming from, or would you say it's something else?
Well, I think that's really up to the individual. I think it's fun to kind of read the text and figure out what the actor wants to bring to the role, and I think each role can be played a different way. So that's one thing I'm really looking forward to, is kind of try to figure out what they want to bring to the role, I guess, is kind of what I'm trying to say. So
it's Arts in Motion Summer Camp, and they're going to have 5 weeks of the summer camp, July 15th to August 16th. Basically, you sign your kid up for a week, and then they get to go through all the different motions, learning a role, getting cast, and then at the end of it, there's going to be the show, a different show each week. You can find more information by going to artsinmotiontheater.com. That's artsinmotiontheater.com, and you'll be meeting at John Fuller Elementary. Is that a indoor theater? Are you going to be inside the elementary, or are you going to be outside?
It'll be inside. Performed at the theater inside the school there. We might, you know, possibly with this great weather, we might do some theater activities outside, but sure. For the most part, it'll be inside, yeah.
And what got you into theater?
Well, actually, I grew up in the area. I went to Freiburg Academy, and I actually did these theater camps growing up. I did a lot of stuff in the Valley with Arts in Motion and M&D Productions, and I'm currently a theater director in New York, so it's great to be back at my roots and kind of try to teach people some things that I've learned along the way. So I'm excited to be here.
And you're going to be heading over to New York before the summer camp.
I am.
So it's a very busy schedule.
Yes. I'm leaving in a few days to go direct Crazy for You down in New York. Juggling multiple hats at the moment, but I'm pretty excited to be back and to try to share what I know with everybody.
So there you go. If you want your kid to learn from a professional New York director, Arts in Motion Summer Camp, and you can find more information or sign up at artsinmotiontheater.com. That's artsinmotiontheater.com. It starts July 15th. It's going to be running each week. There'll be a different show. John Fuller Elementary, 8 to 3, will be the times of the different classes. Anything else that we missed, Jacob?
I don't think so.
Any final thoughts before we go?
I'm really, really excited. I think it's going to be a really great summer. The more, the merrier. Sign up now, because I know that slots are going to fill up quickly.
Slots are going to fill up quickly. Sign up to partake. It's Arts in Motion Summer Camp, artsinmotiontheater.com to sign up or find more information. Thank you so much, Jacob.
Oh, thank you so much.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Leanna McDonald and Roberts, certified public accountants with locations here in North Conway and throughout New Hampshire.